The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Eileen Flynn, the Independent Senator, is with me now to talk about hate speech legislation. So this draft legislation has been controversial from the go. The latest controversy, though, is that the government, according to some, have filleted the legislation, and the most impactful parts will not be enacted. They are no longer included. Senator, you're welcome to The Hard Shoulder, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us. What's your view? Before we talk about the legislation itself first, maybe, I mean, is it your view that we need to do something to tackle hate speech in this country?
Yes, 100%. And I know that the legislation that's before the Senate and when they is going to deal with hate crime, but not hate speech, unfortunately. I've worked for the last 4 years, Karen, along with civil society and NGOs. I've worked with the Coalition Against Hate and Hate Crime. And, you know, it's very worrying times in this country for people from minority groups, and it's just really disappointing to see that Minister McIntyre has done a 360 when it comes to hate speech in the legislation.
And have you maybe experienced yourself, Senator, this getting worse, or people you know? Is it a problem it's always been there, we've just never dealt with it, or a problem that is getting worse?
Oh, I think everybody and all of your listeners will be well aware of the rise of hate in Ireland for people from minority groups as well.
I know you're have your hands full there as well, Senator. I know, so I appreciate you having the few minutes to talk to us, because it is an important issue, as you say. The government maybe feel that they were forced into a corner on this, that, you know, politically it just wasn't palatable anymore. What would you have liked to have seen Helen McEntee do?
I would have seen the bill did need to be amended. You know, the definition of hate speech needed to be in the bill, and also a few other amendments I would have put forward, and I will be putting forward again, obviously tailoring them a wee bit different for Wednesday, around education, you know, to make it mandatory in, say, fourth year, fifth year for students to have a class and hate crime, hate speech, because I think prevention is better than intervention. And if we educate our children and young people from a very young age, they will understand, as adults grown up, not to what hate crime is, what racism is, discrimination, etc. Look, nobody, not in 2024 Ireland, nobody should have to walk down the street and be intimidated because of the colour of their skin, because of their disability, because of the community they're from, or their LGBTQI+. And again, you know, it does need to be amended, and as I said, but for the minister just to scrap it without any conversation with civil society, without any conversations done with the coalition group and against hate crime and hate speech.
And what issues then are you going to bring up when this is before the Senate in the coming days?
I'm going to bring up an amendment to have it around hate speech. And I'm also going to bring an amendment forward around education as well, because it's not about locking people up. It's not about punishment. It's like as in going to jail, you know. But it is about education. And can I just say that there was a 12% increase in the number of hate crime and hate-related incidents reported to the Gardaí between 2022 and 2023. And we do already have Incitement to Hatred Act, the 1989 Act, and there are only ever five convictions under that Act. And since 2018, there's 16 cases before the courts. So, you know, it's and as the minister said herself, last year when it was in front of the Shannon was you can still be offensive.
Yeah.
So like people can still go down the street and call you names and whatnot that goes with it, and they can still have their free speech to be offensive if you want, but not the free speech to intimidate you, to run after you and just call you names. That's not free speech anyway. That's hurtful. It's not only for members of the traveller community or people of colour. It's for people with disabilities as well, who still are targeted at bus stops today in Ireland.
Yeah.
Go on, sorry.
No, you're all right. I was going to introduce Sheikh Dr. Umar Al-Qadri as well to the conversation, the founder and chair of the Irish Muslim Council. Umar, it's always good to talk to you. What issues have you with the legislation?
Thanks very much, Kieran, first of all. Well, you know, first, I think it's important for our listeners to know that I have personally experienced hate speech and hate crime, and the community I represent, or the community, the minority community, Muslim community that I represent, has been affected by hate speech and hate crime. The last number of years, there have been more and more incidents. And I can personally attest to the profound emotional and social scars this leaves. Now, of course, we understand and we believe that we do need urgently robust legislation to protect vulnerable communities, to protect people from being discriminated, but also from hate speech based on their color, skin, sexuality or religion. But I think what we have called for, and I personally was part of the public consultation process of the hate speech, which took place, I believe, in 2018 or 2019, just before COVID. I think that the problem we have, and a lot of people have, is the ambiguity, is the inconsistent, the way, for example, the legislation was. So we need clear and precise definitions when it comes to hate crime legislation. Firstly, we must prevent ambiguity. So we must ensure that there is consistent enforcement across different situations. The other issue people had was because it lacked clear explicit definitions when it comes to hate, when it comes to gender, when it comes to other issues. The problem people had was that they thought that this particular hate crime bill, the way it was proposed, is going to undermine and infringe free speech. That's the major concern people had. And that could have been addressed by making sure that you have a very explicit definitions, very clear definitions when it comes to hate, when it comes to gender, when it comes to, like, people can and should be able to criticize, for example, my religious values. They should be able to criticize my religious ideas. No problem with that. But they shouldn't be able to incite people to attack Muslims. And this should have been very clear in the legislation. Fortunately, it wasn't. And this is why a lot of people have been against it. And I think what the government right now is doing, Minister has done, to completely scrap the bill, it is disappointing, because we needed amendments. We needed improvements in the bill so it would have been acceptable to the wider society.
Okay.
And unfortunately, without that, now completely they have scrapped the bill. So I would completely agree with Senator Sandra that we need to have amendments, but at the same time, we need to also add into this the provision for education, because prevention is better than intervention. Why do people hate others? Why do people incite to hatred? It's because they do not know that at the end of the day, we're all human beings. At the end of the day, we all have the same color of blood. And it doesn't matter what religion somebody has, what sexuality somebody has. They're human beings with fundamental human rights. We must acknowledge that. And I think that starts with education from a young age. But also, I think it's important to have legislation, because without legislation, social media tech companies are those platforms where a lot of the hate speech is replicated, it's propagated.
Yeah.
I mean, there is not a single tweet of mine that does not have comments that should be defined as hate speech. And this is also why many of the policymakers are public officials. When they're tweeting, they make sure that nobody can respond to it, because there is too much hate out there. So we do need legislation, but we need to have clear definitions.
The proposed legislation is going to be debated before the Shannon this week, and I'm sure we will be talking about it on the day in question. Sheikh Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, Senator Eileen Flynn, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.